I'm good. How are you?
Get a little technical difficulty. We get Justin, we got food delivered here by Tori. Oh, yes. And so that's been a big distraction here for the last five minutes.
I get it.
Bumper, listen, we'll spend just 2 seconds on last Saturday. Just talk about how, you know, the team has dealt with the disappointment of Saturday night and how Coach Pittman has worked with you guys about getting ready for Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, it's Wednesday now. I mean, we're kind of past that, you know. We put it away on Monday. Obviously, it's just a game that, you know, we felt like it just kind of slipped away. But, you know, we're on to Alabama now, and we're all focused and locked in on that.
So, obviously, we were talking with Coach Houston Nutt earlier today, talking about this Alabama football team. And, as always, they come in here, and they're, you know, one of the best in the nation, averaging almost 50 points a game, 517 yards per game, and got talent everywhere. Just the evaluation of them as an offense.
Their offense is really good, and they've been really good every year I've been here. But, you know, we get to bring them into our stadium, and, you know, anything can happen when a team's on the road. I like our game plan going into it. I think the offense has a good plan drawn up. And so, you know, for us, we're a completely different team than we've been in the past. And so I think everyone's excited about it. It really is going to be a special Saturday.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been mentioning you guys are going to be the best team they played yet. You know, they played four games, and their closest game was against Texas. Texas really should have beat them. So I do think you guys are the best team. And you're right. I think this is a different team than teams in the past. You guys have been around a long time, especially the offensive line, guys like you. There's not that intimidation factor. You got them at home. You're just as physical. You know, the one thing about Alabama, they're so talented, as you know, Bumper, that you just can't make many mistakes. It's, you know, when you have talent at so many positions like they do, if you make mistakes, they make you pay. And so I'm sure the middle part of the game and discipline is going to be a key this week as well.
It's going to be huge. And that's what, you know, Alabama, it's a one-on-one matchup. Every snap, they do what they do. And so if you watch the tape, go in there and you're prepared, you just have to win your one-on-one matchup as many times as you can. I think on special teams, usually – that's where Alabama gained an advantage. But I thought we've done a good job so far this year about, you know, staying in games, being, you know, productive on special teams. And it's just it's a good representation of your football team, you know, where we're at.
One of the things that you'll always talk about as you get older is you know, you had the chance. Listen, I do it all the time. People get tired of hearing me saying, including my buddies here on the show, Bumper, that I played against Bo Jackson or I played against Eric Dickerson. But when you get to
your dad who they are.
when you get to play against Heisman Trophy winners, it's a cool deal. You'll remember it the rest of your life.
And, that's right.
The one thing about Bryce Young that just, you know, as an old linebacker, that's a concern is his mobility and that he scrambles so well. He buys time, and you know, if the defensive line, you know, if they're not disciplined in their rush lanes and those kind of things, he can hurt you with his feet just as bad as he can with his arm.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's an important aspect of knowing football is knowing your opponent and knowing their strengths and knowing your weaknesses as a defense. So I think if you can use those things and plan on them and go out and put your best game plan forward, it gives you the best opportunity to have success on Saturday.
Yeah, I was going to say, of all the quarterbacks that you play against, you know, where does he rank, and you know, what are the things that he does that maybe the other quarterbacks don't do?
I mean, he's definitely up there. I mean, I've played against a lot of great ones, but his poise, you know, he's in the field. He's never really truly rattled. And if we can kind of get him uncomfortable this weekend, I think it will help us tremendously.
Great to have Slusher back last week. I'm sure he's a much-needed addition in the backfield, in the secondary, especially now that he's got his feet underneath him. He's had a week of practice in a game, too.
Yeah, Slusher's a great player, and he helps our secondary out a ton. And so, you know, getting him back last week, kind of, you know, get him back in the swing of things, he's only going to play better this weekend. So just very excited that he got back and was able to play well.
We're visiting with Bumper Pool, brought to you by Sigma Supply. And I would think if you had to do the intangible question, who's got the advantage in the intangible category? I think it's you guys. You know, if you were playing a non-FBS team or a non-Power 5 team and maybe they weren't ranked, you know, coming off that game, you're not as excited. Well, now, you mean you are forced to have to be ready to play at your highest level. And so coming off a game like Saturday, this perfect timing, especially getting them at home too.
You're exactly right. You know, for us to get Alabama after last week, it's what this team needed. And I think that, you know, everyone's, you know, deep down a little pissed off. And I think when you have a bunch of guys that have that mentality, you come out and you can really, you know, bite somebody. So, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to, you know, do our assignments, make sure that, you know, we're locked in on everything. We are very excited for this weekend.
And being at home just makes it that much.
CBS, 2:30. Yeah.
Just being able to be in your own bed that day. Got to be good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the fans are going to be, you know, whatever's going to be read out or whatnot. And so it's going to be a good crowd. So, you know, we're going to go out there. We're going to give them something to cheer about.
Listen, I like what I'm hearing.
I like it.
I feel the
he
same way.
He used a bad word.
I feel the same.
I like it.
Hey, Bumper, get after him Saturday. We'll be up there. Can't wait to talk to you next week after you beat their butts.
Thanks, Bump.
Thank y'all so much.